listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2. Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy, Hamish.
Ahoy, sir.
And ahoy to you.
Ahoy,
Jacko. Also, ahoy to Bruce, who has uploaded with ease. It must be added.
Commiserations, Bruce. Rest what, those hands. You've got your what mouse finger in a bucket of ice.
What he's been up to share with us on the Hamish and Andy website.
Good day. This is a message for Mr. Andy, sir, from Bruce, your butler. Hopefully this is your private voicemail. I'm just trying to tidy up some loose ends here around the house, and I thought I'd mention that now we're in winter, some of your autumn clothing has been moved to the winter wardrobe. Oh. Your favorite golf attire is now in the new sporting wardrobe.
Nice.
As requested, your sporting outfits have been categorized alphabetically from top to bottom. I do sincerely apologize for filing your football clothing altogether under F. It's my mistake. It should not have happened. It shall never happen again. Please accept my apologies. I have successfully filed them now alphabetically by their football code. As always, be your helpful butler. Until death do us part. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bruce, I know you apologised, but I fear ye shall be whipped with the thin handle of a tailor-made putter for your disobedience. Under one, something you don't see a lot these days, butler, which is a obviously sponsored punishment. A sponsored flogging.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. Well, no thanks to Bruce. And
Bruce,
I should
commiserations for you.
Vetting those.
Living under the tyranny. The tyranny and trying his absolute best, putting football clothes next to fencing clothes.
You know who.
Must be extremely nice.
You know who lives in fear here? It's not Bruce.
Who is it?
He's well looked after. Bruce doesn't exist. No.
No, brother. Bruce knows someone, if he does his job, his children are safe.
Someone who potentially doesn't exist. The guy that said he'd help Jack out, he doesn't live in fear. Jack lives in fear because His dark web thief. Last week on the show, Jack, you brought up that you obviously have Bitcoin that is trapped.
Yep. And I have both your and my Bitcoin trapped.
Mm.
And a guy came forward to help me untrap it.
Yep.
And then I never heard from him again.
He came forward under what we thought were maybe curious circumstances.
Yep.
His username on the dark web was Senor Sneaky.
So just in short, just explain what happened again.
His name was Brad. He contacted me on Instagram and he said, hey, I know you're trying to get the Bitcoin password. I know a lot about Bitcoin and I can do a lot of hacking and stuff. Do you want to send me what you have of the password and I'll try and essentially hack out the rest of it?
So you sent him your wallet identification number,
yes,
which should be only yours, and then you sent him all the words that you thought the password would be.
And didn't he have a computer running day and night trying all the iterations?
That's what he said. He explained it as, I will write a program that tries your password in many different variations to try and unlock it. And then in 3 weeks or so, when that has done that, I'll get back in contact and give you the Bitcoin.
And how long has it been?
And that has been 3 or 4 months.
Yes.
It's been some time.
Then you told our producer off here what his name was and which financial company he worked at.
Yes, he said he worked at a bank and that if I wanted to verify that he wasn't a scammer, I could ring the bank and just check that he was really
an employee of the Royal Bank of Nigeria.
Which you did not do.
I did not do, but I found that it was enough for him to say, hey, you can call the bank. They'll go, all right, well, you wouldn't say that if it wasn't true.
It's good.
Well, Jack.
And we thought that could be a great move someone was choosing to con someone, you could be like, hey, I'm a cop. If you don't believe me, call the police station. Ask if there's a John that works there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's two options here, or three probably.
Mm.
He either does work at that financial institution, very unlikely. He doesn't at all.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or he's stolen the identity of someone.
That's possible
at the
as
bank.
Well.
So you could easily ring that bank and go, is Brad there? And they go, yes.
Yeah, he's the CEO. Oh, wow. Wow, and he's helping me out.
No one's got back to me. He must be very busy.
Yeah.
Oh. So, Jack, did a bit of research this week.
Okay, wow. Thank you.
It's going to cost you Bitcoin.
But there is a Brad that works at that bank.
Good.
Of the very same name.
full name? Because I gave you this. I didn't say his surname on air, but
we kept it off air. Yeah.
Yep.
The full name.
Yep.
And the employee number.
Yeah.
Didn't he have the employee number as well?
He did. He said, use this employee number to verify that's really me.
It all checks out that person does exist.
He's real.
Is he the real person, though? And we've got him to join us on the line now. Brad, thank you very much for joining us, mate.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, boys. Good day. Happy birthday, Andy.
No need.
Brad, this is amazing. And you're joining us without a voice scrambler, which suggests to me that you're a fellow of above board character.
Yes. So, Brad, have you ever been in contact on Instagram with Jack Post?
That is correct.
It's Brad!
Whoa! It's Brad!
It's Dark Web Brad!
Brad! So wait, I'm confused. Are you not a scammer?
No!
It's not a scammer, Brad, from the real internet.
Brad...
Yeah, you go first.
Well, I mean, I wasn't sure if it was... It sounded like the guy I spoke to. So we had a chat. You're building the program to unscramble the password and you're going to give me back the Bitcoin when it's done that.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
How are you feeling now, Jack?
Brought up to speed?
Well, I'm so surprised. Like, I 100% thought you were scamming me.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. And Brad, the fact
Brad,
that we didn't think that at all, mate.
Let the record show that we the whole time were arguing for you to be recognised as a man of upstanding character.
And will I say this, Brad, if you're offended by Jack's response and you now want to scam him.
Yeah. Certainly we'll have all the tools at your disposal. This is a wonderful cover. No, so Brad, do you want to... Okay, so Jack, you probably got a lot of questions. What would you like to ask?
Yeah, okay. So Brad, many times I've tried to contact you and said, hey, how's the Bitcoin password scrambler going? Has it scrambled the password? And I haven't heard back from you.
All right. Do you want to stick with that many times contacted, Jeff?
I have contacted you.
give you a chance to change your testimony.
Thank you, Brad. Okay, wait. Let me just pull out my phone and see how many times it's been. But surely as well, I've been calling you now. I have called you easily more than one time.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen any calls. I have got a text, which if you check that text.
Okay. 15th of June.
There's a read date.
15th of June. Brad, you called Brad Bitcoin helper in my phone. Brad! ! Did you find the Bitcoin and steal it all? If you did, enjoy it. If not, say hi.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to call you.
Yeah, so this is... I'm going to quickly run you. So do you remember on our first conversation, I was like, you know, this is kind of a project. This will keep me occupied throughout my annual leave.
Yep.
This phone has been in the head office at certain financial institutions.
It's a business phone.
Yeah, correct. So what would then happen was I was then contacted, you know, by the producer, and that was last week, Thursday. So I actually had no clue that you'd contacted me because I was like, if he's going to contact me, he'd probably do it through Instagram.
Did I not try that?
No, probably not.
No.
But why? Okay, why'd you stop posting on Instagram? All of a sudden, your posts stopped from the last time.
He's on your leave. He's having fun. He's on the digital phones.
All my posts are of me going out to dinner, and I can't do that now.
COVID. Exactly.
Nothing. All right, great. Well,
so wait, one more question. How did the producer find your other number?
Messenger. She asked me.
Yeah. Mm. Basically, sat down. Took 1 minute. 1 minute, Jack. If you've just spent 1 minute on Messenger. Hey, Brad, I guess the question is, now that the program's had all those months to run, what are we talking? Two thumbs up?
Oh, you'd like to know the outcome?
Yeah.
All right. So no dice yet. Unfortunately, we've only got half of it, I believe. So we are 12 words short. But I have a hint or a clue that may help. So Jack had advised me in his super stealth ability to hide parts of the word seed hidden around the house.
Yep.
So I did try and run something that would kind of guess the words, and it took me a week of randomly guessing four words and me pretty much pre-populating eight random words of my own.
Brad, I feel for you. I feel for you because, I mean, Brad, you said a lot of things I don't understand.
I saw a look flash across Jack's face there when you said the bit about how he'd hidden words around the house. And he could only find half of them. Is that true, Jack?
That is one thing I think might have happened is that I've given Brad half a map.
You're essentially trying to guess a specific 24 words in the English language.
So pretty much there's 24 words. So we've got 12 of them. But word 13, there's 2,048 possible outcomes. So when you start multiplying it, the number gets
2048
quite large.
To the power of 12.
24.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Okay. All right. So
too much, too
hey,
hard.
Brad, first
look
up,
at what Jack's made you do.
Stop. Just don't waste any more of your time.
It's your holiday.
This is so unfair.
I mean, I thought the program was doing all this hard work. You're making it seem like to Hamish and Andy that you're there doing 24 hours days of hacking.
What a surprise, Jack, that some poor bastard is toiling away so you can enjoy the spoils. Yeah. Sounds a lot like our life.
It is. It is.
So he's right in the sense. So I wrote a program. So it grabs the 24,000 words and it just starts trying to guess. So it does like, you know, a few million guesses every minute, effectively.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
But when you're talking the trillions. Number of sextuple, you know, amounts of possible outcomes. So that's why I said, look, if I can get like, if we're just 5 words short, we could be looking at a few weeks.
Yeah,
but we're 12. We're 12.
Yeah. Okay, Brad, right, you're
so
a legend.
How long do we have to wait now?
Oh, he's cranky. He's angry. Jack's annoyed. He's annoyed at the timeline.
Well, Brad, first of all, do you want to keep using your computer power to do this?
I've noticed my lights are dimming at my house a little bit.
You're welcome.
Just from the power you're using to try and break this password.
You're welcome to say no longer.
No more.
No, I'm more than happy to. It's just all I need is, if he can find any words.
Could you have another look, Jack, around your house?
No, I've looked, Brad. That's the problem. If I knew where the words were, I would use them.
But
did you hide them one word in one spot?
No, I think what I've done is hidden half the words in one spot, which I could remember, and they're the ones I found, and then half the words in another spot that I've forgotten where I've hid them.
Jack, would you be comfortable, we hire two people to go around your house.
ASIO officers.
And just
sweep
it.
That's a good idea.
What if we hired someone, you know, I am thinking CIA, GRU, Russian Special Forces. If we could get someone that are professionals at this, just to go, pretend that Jack's a spy.
Yeah.
He's written down nuclear codes in his house.
Yep.
It's 12 words long. Where would a man of his sneakiness hide them?
Send them in. Send the guys in.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Of course, it appeals to Jack. Of course, it appeals to Jack. He doesn't have to do any work, and there's reward in it.
Jack, are you also happy with money?
You know what? Send the CIA in. This is
any
national security.
Any money we spend,
it comes out of your
coin.
Oh, here we go. No, I was more hoping for free. Oh, poor Brad's got to work for free. The CIA's got to do this as a fave.
No, I said I would give Brad. Didn't I say I would give you some kind of bonus, like finder's fee?
I thought you said it was a privilege to be able to work for you.
Sounds like Jack.
Jack.
Jack, well,
give him the
bonus offer now. If you're saying,
what do you think's a fair finder's fee?
10%.
10%, Brad. Will you accept that?
I don't want any. Nah. You can use that as a.
Jack just nodded. Yeah. Jack's like, fair enough. Well, he doesn't want any. Let's not force it down his throat.
You look really bad, Jack.
Oh, Brad. Okay, Brad, you are a legend. We'll let you go because we know you've got to go back to work. Thank you for taking our call.
Thanks, Brad.
But we will then, Brad, you pause.
I guess if anyone's listening and they are currently working for ASIO or ex-ASIO intelligence officers, detectives,
you're happy to come and do the sweep?
Forensics. Yeah. But you need to come with, like, you know, international espionage level. Where was your first one hidden?
It was in a shoebox where
shoes
are.
That's not too hard.
He's not unscrewing light bulbs and I think it would be just...
Actually, a bad place I would. You probably could see the paper.
I reckon...
Sock drawer.
No, what? I checked.
What about a floorboard or in a roof somewhere?
Well, that's the thing. This whole Bitcoin gathering expedition came while I was building the house. So I could have written it on the bottom of a joist or something. I don't think I did, but...
You gosh.
Why would you have those? Someone I've going it on the bottom of a joist and then I hit the other bit in a shoebox.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're not having someone take your plasterboard walls off. yes, sing out
I'd
to
love
us.
To get an application.
HamishAndy.com if you'd like the job of the sweep of Jack's house. And Brad will come back
and
to you with some additional words.
They get 10% to the sweepers.
Yes.
Sweepers.
Because Brad has said no to 10%. They can...
Amazing.
We all heard him.
Ando, Last week, I brought it to the team's attention that now that the internet knows I'm interested in copper spheres, they have, obviously in the algorithm, I now fit the profile of someone that would buy any kind of mesmerizing metal object that lives on your desk. You talked about the flippy squares.
Yep, you expressed interest in the flippy squares. Jack and I definitely tried to convince you otherwise.
It was too late.
And then you revealed that you had bought them.
Three for the price of two.
Wow.
Which means...
What was the price?
They were 30% off. And I think they were 50% off.
Right.
As a thank you to how successfully they're selling.
It was three for the price of two.
At 50% off.
So
three for the price of one.
Wow.
So
no one wants these then.
You're not listening to me. As a thank you to how successfully they're selling.
Right.
The owners of the Flippy Square Inc. have obviously gone... Blew us away beyond our wildest dreams. Yep, heavily discounted to get rid of the rest. Oh no, to gift them.
gift the
public. Now that we're satisfied, we've covered our costs.
We would like
the public to enjoy at a low price.
But basic economics, the price equilibrium states that if there's supply and demand.
This is not basic. This is mesmerizing economics.
It seems like demand is low and supply is high.
That's how they work in the flipping industry. They're flipping that model.
Okay.
So they've flipped it. They've gone demand is high. Let's treat everyone, especially in these trying times, with a good bargain as a thank you to the world. Yep. So
have they come?
There it is.
There it is.
Now, Jack, I want you to watch for the first time.
Mm.
Small square. What are we talking? Probably about, I don't know, 6 centimeters
squared. Matchbox. Yep. Ish.
It's got a kind of it's engineered. It's very high grade aeronautical quality engineering.
It's stainless steel.
It is. I think these are steel.
Yeah.
Do you remember what they were from the ad last week, Jack?
I can't remember.
See in the pack.
Yeah. I remember.
Let's say it could be like a high grade aluminium. Okay. It could be very high grade aluminium. Watch this.
Oh yeah, it flips over on end.
Yep. So it sort of flips one way. Flips back.
So it's like a little silver tile.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You've got to get the hang of it. But geez, when it starts flipping, it's quite...
So it flips like three times.
Well, it's mesmerizing. Well, you get better at it.
Mm.
That's the fun. How many did you get lost on?
Yep.
And then try and beat that.
So it's kind of like a really expensive fidget spinner.
It's not expensive. That's the great bit. These were, I think all up, we're talking $10 a square.
Oh, right.
So, I've already had hundreds of dollars of fun out of it. And I only got it 2 days ago. So at this rate...
Yep.
I will be talking, I'll be $10,000, $20,000 in the black by the end of the year.
Yeah,
if I just keep having fun at this rate. And I've hardly touched it.
Yeah.
So imagine if I spent a whole day having fun with it, I'll be up thousands by the end of the day.
Mm.
Now, I got him out at home and I was very, the house I was very excited in.
Your wife didn't care at all.
There'd been some talk. Well, I think I got it at a bad time because I'd recorded. I thought, I'll just record getting this out and I'll capture the mesmerization from Zoe. So I chucked my phone onto record, just left it on the bench. Now, it's noisy. I'm getting dinner ready. Zoe's sort of sitting opposite me. She's having a drink. There's a fair bit of kid yelling in the background, but you can pick up a few of Zoe's vibes here.
Lame shit for some bored business guy on his desk.
No.
That's so shit. At least a couple balls felt nice.
I did, didn't I?
So you can hear Rudy screaming with excitement at the end. He's like, yes, it's here.
From Mike, I can make out it's lame shit that some boring business owner would have on his desk or something like that.
I had a few positives in there for the copper ball, which is nice to hear from Zoe.
She said that made the copper ball look good.
No, that's not... so sort of her still remembering fondly the copper ball, which is great because that was a big investment for the household. Then there was more.
Are you spending business money on this or our money?
Think business money.
No.
I'll just take some money out of Andy's account.
I might need a small reimbursement from the joint account.
So she asked whether it's business money or our money.
Yeah.
I think business money, no. No. There's a no from me.
Well, at the moment, but I will have to access the joint account for some light reimbursement.
No. There will be no light or heavy reimbursement.
Well then.
And just say no. I've told Phil, our accounts guy, yes,
I've told Phil you're drunk. You're drunk at the moment, so not to listen to you.
No, I've told Phil.
I've told Phil you've been on the two-month bender.
After the IOU a dollar coins, I told Phil that you've got to be stopped and he has to run anything by me for any type of reimbursement or joint purchase.
Okay. Well, I'll deal with that off air. But then I thought maybe I'm dealing with the wrong target market here. So I go to Sunny. Hey, check this out. Okay, look at this. It's hard to hear.
Oh, is that good? Thanks, mate.
Tough to hear. He says, super awesome. I've slowed it down.
Oh, does he?
He does. I've slowed it down and stretched it out. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I go, how was that? Mm-hmm. And he, no forcing. What does he say? Super So another slam dunk from Blakey in the household. And everyone thinks I'm just sitting in the other room, you know. Yeah. They will go, what do you do, Matt? What's your job? Building? And then they realise, oh, okay, you're scouring the internet for mesmerising stuff.
Okay, so you got three of them?
And you guys have one each.
I would not like one.
Well, you've got one.
Don't you want to go at least, though? Andy's saying it. Like, I would like
on
to
On principle, he doesn't, but I'm going to give it to him and you will take it home.
I'll have a go.
I'm not making this an essay contest.
No.
These are gifts. These are gifts.
That's actually better, actually. I've accepted a gift from a mate.
And look at the quality of these. You know, a lot of it's written in Chinese, but the quality is.
Yeah.
You get the gist from the packaging that. I obviously can't speak Mandarin. I think that is, but I assume
the use
these
by date on the back of it.
Why do they expire in November?
So peculiar.
Mm, so no, maybe it's. And that adds to the fun, doesn't it? So it's this mystery square. But play with it now because who knows when it will expire.
Hey, I'm picking up from last week.
Yep. The tribunal hearing.
Yes.
For our potential cheating scandal where alert listener and special skilled listener, currently with a frozen coin, Nick claimed he could name the episode of any special skill. We had him on episode 100. Hmm. We had a lot of people coming out in all forms, lots of different pipes, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, email, lots of e-pipes hitting us going, we think he's cheated.
We think he
had a grid or a table and you guys had the wool completely pulled over your eyes. We had the formal hearing on last episode, of course, when there is a claim.
It has to go to a tribunal hearing.
Sorry. So we had the tribunal hearing, at which point a lot of good evidence was presented for both sides.
Yes.
We've now got a few more people I see on emails that are on Team Nick.
Yeah.
people believe Nick. Yeah. They think he might have been unfairly thrown under the bus, but then a lot of people do think he's slippery. So
we had to upgrade it to a formal grilling.
We are now at the next stage of the coin dispute resolution process, which is a formal grilling.
Yes.
Nick will not be on trial today. He will not be grilled. We're getting our ducks in a row to formally grill him. We talked about a lie detector.
Working out which grill we'd like to use, maybe at what heat, temperature, and perhaps other tools we might use.
Plate.
Yeah, whether there's tongs, there's a spatula, or whatever, those type of things. How are we going to grill him?
We certainly don't want to just chuck him on and figure out how to grill him during it. At the moment, he's basting. Yeah. And he'll be ready to be grilled in good time.
We asked last week, though, we thought maybe we'd use a lie detector.
And then we thought, you know what? Let's use the list, the very important podcaster list that we run at hamishnandy.com. So many people have gone on there. Mm. They've written down their skill sets. They've written down what they know a lot about. And we thought,
Tens
of thousands have done it. And we love each and every one of you. Mm. And we thought, surely on our list, on our database, we'll have someone that claims to be a human lie detector. Because it's a thing that pops up from time to time. Sure enough, with a quick search, possibly like Nick did through an Excel database, we came to Emma Yerk. Emma, ahoy.
Ahoy, boys.
Emma. Ahoy, it is an honour to have you on the show. Emma, you wrote in almost three years ago, with this form. Were you surprised to hear from us after all this time?
I was.
You never know when you're going to be called off the bench. And that's the fun of putting yourself on the register. You list that you are a human lie detector.
Yes.
And what makes you say that? Give us an example in life of you being able to pull this off.
Oh, I just call people on their shit all the time.
But often correctly, I'd imagine.
Yes, always, always.
Yeah. And it's vibe-based?
I don't know really what it's based on. It's just some weird skill that I've always had.
Could you do it if someone's answering yes or no, or do you need more of a sentence, more of a run-up?
Obviously it's a bit easier if there's more of a run-up. Mm-hmm, it takes me a little bit of time sort of, it's not an instant thing. I can't go, yep, they're lying.
Okay. Right away. Now, Emmy, have you listened to the podcast all those years? I mean, you wrote in 2 years ago. Are you still a listener?
Here and there, yep. Not religiously anymore.
Fair enough.
Not everyone's got 45 minutes a week. I understand that.
Well, thanks for taking the call, considering
that's a podcast I used to listen to. It's been going very well, Em. Get back in there.
Some good stuff.
Get yourself up to date and you'll hear yourself coming up in 70 podcast time.
To give you the backstory then, there's a fellow called Nick.
Yeah.
We do a thing called special skills, which you know of.
You applied.
Yeah. He said, and he was successful when we tested him, he knew everyone's special skill, what episode they were from and whether they were successful or not if we threw a name at him. So he was very good at that. People have wondered whether he cheated, whether he had some kind of spreadsheet going that he could quickly look up. And hence we're trying to get to the bottom of it.
The jury is still out, and that's why, we're approaching this formal grilling stage of the investigation.
Yeah, let me at him.
we'd like to use you as a tool, Em. And the tricky thing was it didn't help his cause when last week on the show we asked him, just very simply, do you plead guilty or not guilty? And he said no comment. not good. But then from there, it did actually seem more and more that he was innocent. Mm. So we're still undecided. That's why we think we do need to apply a human lie detector to him. And to qualify you to be one of the instruments we used to formally grill Nick, I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions. I ask Andy some questions just to set a baseline, and then you tell me if Andy's lying. And then we can get an idea.
Mm, okay.
We can calibrate you off Andy.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how successful. I haven't put it to the test over the phone, to be honest.
Well, let's crank it up. Yep. I mean, and that's why I've picked Andy, because, listened to the show
at some
point.
Do you want me to be truthful or lie? So that if in the test?
You've got to start. You've got to answer the first question truthfully.
Okay.
And then you just say lie or truth after the answers.
Okay.
And I'll keep score.
And I'll try and give you a bit more than a yes, no, just because we know that's
all
what
right.
we need.
Okay. So you have to answer the first one truthfully to set a baseline, and then after that, it's up to you, Andy. Okay, Andy, how old are you?
39 years of age.
Em, true or false?
True.
Yeah, well, I told you it was going to be true. That's good. So we've got the baseline.
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Andy, what star sign are you?
Oh, I am a Gemini.
False.
Andy, how many golf clubs are you a member at?
I'm a member of one golf club.
True.
Okay. Andy, can you juggle?
Three balls or four?
Three.
I can juggle three.
True. Okay.
Andy, do you think you're musically gifted? Might I remind you, you are on a lie detector.
I have above average musical ability.
Gifted. Do you secretly think you're gifted?
No, I don't think I'm gifted.
Rephrase.
I don't think I'm gifted when it comes to music.
False. Yeah.
Exactly.
I've heard enough.
It's not about whether he is or not, it's about whether he thinks he is.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, final question. Mm. Andy, have you smoked a, in your words, delicious cigarette today?
No, I have not smoked a cigarette today, nor have I smoked. Well, I've smoked two
just
in my life.
Just answer the question. Have you smoked one today?
I have not smoked a cigarette today.
Well done.
True.
We hope so. Okay, we'll now go through. Okay, great. That was great, Em. We'll now go through the answers. Andy, you said Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
And you said false.
Yeah, I am. I
that
am
is true.
Gemini.
Oh, okay.
Andy, you said you remember one golf club. And you said true. I believe that is false.
Yes, I'm a member of more than one golf club.
Can you please state how many?
No.
Must be nice to have forgotten how many golf clubs you remember at. Is it more than two?
It is more than
goodness
two, but
me.
It's less, than,
goodness,
four. It's less good, than four.
Goodness me. And do these golf clubs have walls around them to keep the common man out? Don't answer. It's implied. Andy, can you juggle? You said true.
Yeah, I can juggle three balls, but not four.
Sorry, you said yes, and you said true. That is correct.
Yep.
That's our first correct.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, You said you don't think you're musically gifted.
Yeah.
Em said that's false. You do think you're musically you do think you're musically gifted, which is in fact
so
true.
She's right.
So she's right. Andy, have you smoked a delicious cigarette today?
No, I haven't.
You said no. Em, you said that was true. Yes, that's correct. So you got three out of five.
Yeah, is that enough to put her in front of Nick?
Is she a finely calibrated machine?
Well, not finely calibrated, but is she calibrated enough?
I mean, not. I mean, you're calibrated in some way, but is it accurate? Are you accurately calibrated?
Mm.
It's a tricky one.
I think we need to go a level up and get the actual lie detector.
Get an actual lie detector.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Em. I mean, it's just it's just so serious.
And we're dealing with a formal grilling here, and if the formal grilling doesn't work, you wouldn't have heard this last week, but if the formal grilling doesn't work, then we find ourselves in the very unfortunate situation of a witch hunt.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to avoid at the moment.
We don't want to get to a stage three witch hunt. But Em, lovely to speak to you. I guess it's nice to hear from us the first time in 2 years.
I feel like I deserve a coin.
Oh, no.
You haven't listened for a while, have you?
That
is wild.
You certainly don't have a loyalty card coming your way. Because this is the first time you've heard from us. Take care, Emma. Thanks for joining us.
Emma, you are a lovely, disloyal listener. Now, if you also, I mean, everyone's playing with their flippy squares, but can I have your attention?
No,
you are between talking. There is significant playing in here.
I had three goes with it.
I saw you mesmerised.
How do you feel about it, Jack?
You were mesmerised, Jack.
I've put mine back in the pouch. I don't think I'll ever open it again.
We have been playing with it. I was underwhelmed. Mm-hmm. This did not mesmerise me like the copper ball did.
If there's been a positive for the flippy squares, it's been recasting the copper ball in a very romantic light, which it deserves because it was a pretty mesmerising bloody sphere.
Yeah.
Look, put your spheres aside because we've got other business to deal with. Yep. But I appreciate everyone playing with their gifts.
The squares aside.
Flippy squares aside. Never put your sphere aside if you're lucky enough to own one. That's just you and me, Mark. It must have been a month or two ago on the show now. We talked about Zoe's.
Oh, so we were in lockdown.
We were in lockdown. Yeah. We were in your golf sim. Yeah. My wife had a dream, woke up.
Mm.
Don't
tell me you've got an update for this.
I've got an update on my wife's song. She woke up.
She dreamt a hit.
She dreamt a hit song, which has happened before to the Beatles. And they might have been on acid. But however you get there, many paths, one goal. She dreamt a hit song, woke up, recorded it on her phone in her voice memos. We had a few drinks the other night and she let slip some of the details.
Great.
Some of the lyrical details.
Did she let you listen?
She has not let me listen yet. That is still something that I don't think I'll even get for my 40th birthday, but we're chipping away. Chipping away. What I hope to do is over the course of the year, through a concerted campaign of martinis, slowly chisel away and prise more and more lyrics out of her till we've built up a song.
You're like Bond.
I am like Bond. Yeah,
you were seducing the woman to get some information out of her using martinis.
A handsome legend. So what we can do here is almost like an audio version of a police composite sketch.
Okay. So you got information out of Zoe.
And we build it. Then we build it up piece by piece.
Like it.
Till we have a rough version, which we can then give to a Beyonce or someone to go, like, you Beyonce-ify it. Like, you make it good, but here's the rough bones of the hit.
Great. And then we go back to Zoe and go, is this the song you're thinking of?
Yeah. Or we just play it and she'll go, how'd you get it out of my head?
Brilliant.
And we'll be James Bond.
Yeah.
So we remember that scene at the end of Casino Royale where he plays the Russian guy, the song he was thinking of. He doesn't know how, it's cool. It's a great film. Should see it. I can't remember all the details.
I actually watched it last night.
You watched Casino Royale last night. And how's that scene?
That's great.
Deleted.
I think it was after the credits. One of those
where Bond's just putting headphones in the guy's ears, going, "But you're wondering how I got this song." So here's what I've done, Jack. I've got a file to you to play. Obviously, not all the lyrics are in. I have only put in the ones I heard her. She gave away to me.
Yep.
So hit it, and I'll let you guys know when it's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. At this stage, it's probably more my interpretation of the kind of song it could be.
Okay.
So So we'd be needing to put... She hasn't given me any of this bit.
Okay. So she's giving you some chorus lyrics, perhaps?
Yeah, none yet. So this would be another verse?
Yes.
As yeah. yet, as yet, we do not know this verse.
But you'll get it.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Hang on. And then this would be the bridge, I guess.
Yep.
I think the bit she gave me is coming up. Get ready.
Yep.
I wonder if she'll ever know.
That's where we're at. So that's where we're at this stage.
I wonder if she'll ever know.
She let it slip that that was part of the chorus, that lyric.
It's good. It's a good lyric. Yeah. I wonder if she'll ever know. Did she tell you what?
And she clammed up.
She started
needling away part. Going, why, what's happened? What was, has she been, is the, so the woman been tricked?
Does she see?
Is it a woman singing it about another woman? Is it a man going, I've done something and I wonder if she'll ever know? Has he done something nice?
Yeah.
Has he done a sweet gift for her and I wonder if she'll ever know?
She doesn't tell you.
She doesn't tell me anything. I said, you know, I think I was exploring that line and I said, is it something like she needed a kidney transplant?
Mm.
Like a woman in the song needed a kidney transplant and they found a donor and it turned out to be her husband, but he never told her. And then he hides the scar from her.
Yep.
And then he's singing, I wonder if she'll ever know it was me. But
And what did she say to that?
It seemed cold. I agree with that's not a great song.
No, it's terrible.
Not terrible. You can make any story a great song, but she started asking questions like, well, why wouldn't he tell her?
Yeah.
I said, I don't know. They don't want it to define their relationship. He just wants it to be better, you know. And we had a little fight. But it's not that. But the chorus is... I wonder if she'll ever know. And we build out from there.
Wonder if we'll ever know.
I'm sorry.
Haim, it's time for...
Couple of piping hot power moves to round out the show, Ando.
Yep.
These won't
be in the book.
Have they missed the cutoff?
We've already got 100.
Hey, we haven't announced to the participants of the book the very special news, have we?
What's that?
Well, if you are in the book, of course you're welcome to buy the book. Mm. And you can go and it'll be everywhere, and that's easy. Anyone can buy the book.
Mm.
But if you get selected for the book, you get a certificate. Have we announced that? No, I think
the reason why I'm
pretty
bringing this up
that
because
is
people,
pretty special.
Those people that have come back and
that's
said,
"That's a pretty special deal," and you'll be selected. The only person that has that.
Can I have a book because I'm selected, and it's going to cost? We've got to search these costs for the loyalty cards and stuff, and then send out a big, thick book,
a bit of a razor thin margin.
Yeah.
But rather than anyone can have a book, of course you can have a book.
I'll just buy it.
I'll tell you where they are.
Yeah.
That's easy. That's available for everybody.
Yes,
they'll be available online. But I'll tell you what, people won't have certificate.
Yes.
For being in the book.
Yep. And certificate of being in the book. And that will send that out to you.
That's personally created by me and Ando. We might get Jez to make it, but we'll certainly cast an eye
over
it.
We'll oversee it. Yep.
That's personally signed off on. Signed off on, not signed, because that's a lot of signatures, but personally signed off on by Hamish and Andy. Your buddies, Hamish and Andy, and that's just for you.
To kick things off today, this is from Aaron and Olivia. Well, joint power move sent in, an easy power move. When playing a game of chess or checkers or backgammon, any game really, every time it's the opposition's turn, instantly say, oh, I know what I'd do.
That's a good one. Funnily enough, and this isn't my official, not an official submission here, but from Brendan.
Another chess-related one this week.
I wasn't going to mention it, but it's for when you're playing chess online. I mean, it's very good.
Yeah.
Because he goes, I was playing chess online, I was winning by a large margin before resigning. My opponent told me, you missed checkmate on F2, which I assume means earlier in the game.
Yeah.
Then they quit the game.
Oh.
So you, like, Brendan knew he was going to win, but you're like, could have got me, mate.
I missed it.
Not a bad one. Anyway, still official. This is what I wanted to mention. Rupert, Brendan, I did want to mention yours. Applicable when you're on the road and someone cuts you off. Usually in the instance where you'd flip someone the bird.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Don't flip them the bird. Give him a thumbs down. This lets the driver know that you're not mad, just disappointed.
I really like it.
Luke Moore.
If you're having dinner at a mate's place, when the night is finished, ask your mate's wife or girlfriend in front of everyone, hey, before I leave, do you need any open? Do you need any jars opened? I didn't do justice in the delivery, but I just like the idea that he's got the power.
Before you have strength, leave the house.
Yes.
Can I assist? Hey, this is from Hamish O'Gorman. Ahoy, boys, power move. When somebody asks you a question about something, at the end of explaining it, once everyone's nodding and has understood the explanation, answer to top it off, and I don't think I could have explained it any easier than that. you have to dumb it down.
I like this one from Dan. Put an anonymous note under your target's windscreen wipers.
Mm-hmm.
It simply says, there is a big spider in your car. That would work. Jeez,
that's
for
good.
Sure.
I wouldn't drive for days. That's good. I love this from Tom. It's for when you're emceeing an event.
Okay.
Now, we know one of the most famous power moves we've had on the show is give it up for my man.
For my man, when you introduce the most important person in the
someone
room.
Someone of high status. We've had someone do it to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yep.
My man, Arnold Schwarzenegger, immediately your best friends.
You did it to the CEO of Channel 9 at the 9 Upfronts conference.
My man, Hugh Marks.
Yep.
Really worked too, didn't it?
It did,
felt good.
Yep.
Geez, this isn't to do with my man, but this is the same situation when you're emceeing. The only reason I mentioned the my man move is, imagine if you combine them, but I'll let you imagine that privately. If you're emceeing an event and somebody's about to make a speech, say, introduce them saying, give it up for him, everyone. He's a bit nervous.
Oh.
It's not bad. It's not bad. And imagining it combined with a my man. Imagine for a channel maker. All right, everyone, give it up for my man, the CEO, Hugh Marks. He's a bit nervous. Come on out. Whack, whack.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.